Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. This segment of our program is entitled, Lord, I'm Waiting. Oh, my goodness, I know so many of us are waiting for one thing or another. Glory to God, amen. Let's yield our hearts unto the Lord even right now. I hope you have your Bibles in front of you. If you don't have it, please grab it and turn up the radio even as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, oh God, for your mercy, for your grace. Oh, Lord God, and for your favor that you've given us on today. We thank you, Lord God, that we are alive and well and able to listen, to hear your voice. We thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen this time and this place to be a blessing unto our hearts. Open our hearts that we might receive of you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, throughout the atmosphere to clear the way for your people so that they can hear precisely the word that you want them to hear on today and be blessed and be replenished and be restored and be renewed and be regenerated. All right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, blessings, let them flow forth, Lord God, from your throne to each and every household throughout the world, Lord God, to every listener right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise because you are God and God alone, and you uphold us with your mighty hand. And we know, Lord, that everything is well. It is all well, and it is all in your hands. Amen. You are in control of everything in our lives, Lord God, and we yield the floor to you even right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Our subject on today is, Lord, I'm waiting. Hallelujah. One of the most difficult things for us to do is to wait. We want what we want, and we want it now. Sometimes even need it now, and yet we still have to wait at times. We want instant gratification, but the reality is that many things require time to be perfected, time to be seasoned, to be matured over time before they are usable, and so we must wait. We wait for decisions. We wait for spouses. We wait for promotions. We wait for healing. We wait for breakthroughs. We wait for change. At some point, we all must wait. But in our waiting, the miraculous can take place. If we know what to do while we wait on the Lord to bring forth his glory into our lives, come with me as we discuss, Lord, I'm waiting. And even before I get into the scripture, and I do give you where the scripture is coming from so you can go ahead and pull it up in your Bible or on your iPad or your tablet or whatever you may be using today. Amen. It's from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31 is where we're coming from at the moment. Amen. You know, we wait on the Lord because we know he knows exactly what we have need of. He is our creator. He knows our ins and outs. He actually knows us better than we knows ourselves. We know ourselves. He knows our ups, our downs. He knows our doubts, our fears. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses. He knows what we're thinking. He knows our conscience and our subconscious, our unconscious mind. God is aware of the things that we are not. So he knows exactly what we need, exactly what it's going to take for us to get what we need, and exactly how long we need to wait in order to get it. But we have to be in the place, amen, that we realize that God is God. He is not a man that he should lie. He knows exactly what he's doing. Remember, he's our creator. We didn't create ourselves. We don't know what's good for us. We don't know what's best for us. I know we like to convince ourselves of that, and it takes a lot of convincing sometimes. We'll talk ourselves into the most foolish of things because we think we know what we have need of, but we don't. Our creator, he knows all things. He knows what we have need of, and he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us even more than we love ourselves. And you know, many of us believe that we love ourselves best, but no, we don't. God loves us best. Jesus loves us best, and he knows what we have need of. So we need to wait. Amen. And here we are. Lord, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Yeah, I know some of you have been waiting a long time for a spouse, and you have kissed a lot of frogs. You know why you kissed so many frogs? Because you didn't wait. And I am a witness, honey. You talk about somebody who looked for love in all the wrong places. Amen. I have been used, abused, turned upside down, and flipped over and over. Amen. And I have kissed more frogs than I actually want to admit to. But you know what? The reason for that is because I did not wait. So I am here as a witness of one that didn't wait. Amen. And God, and also a witness of one who did. And God did bless me with a wonderful man full of the anointing of God Almighty. Because finally, after all that time, amen, I did wait. But there are other things in my life that I'm still waiting for, and so are you. Believe me, I'm biting at the bit, and I want it now, and just everything that I said. I want instant gratification just like everyone else. But, well, let's go to our scripture in Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Amen. Like we in the intro, we said, waiting is one of the most difficult things that we must do, and yet we must do it. We must wait. But what do we do while we wait? Amen. There's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 that says, therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to us. So, you know, the Lord is not upholding things because he hates us. He's not upholding things because he's punishing us. He's actually making preparation because he's gracious to us, because he loves us, he cares about us. And because some things, if we get them instantly, we won't appreciate them. And some things we're not prepared for. He has to prepare them for us. And then there are other things that are just not good for us at all. Amen. So he'll cause us to wait for the thing that is best for us as he's getting us ready and getting that thing ready. Amen. For us. So what do we do while we wait? Amen. And I'm going to give you a few things. One thing we must do is Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Now, remember that all of his promises are yea and amen for us. So he will bring it to pass, but we must trust in the Lord and not lean to our own understanding. See, we feel like we know what's best, but God is the one who knows what's best. He's your creator. He's the lover of your soul. He loves you better than you love yourself. He knows all about you, those things that are secret to everyone else. You are naked. We are naked before the Lord. He sees it all. Whether we want to acknowledge those things within us or not, he sees all of it. Amen. Let's trust the Lord. Number two of the things that we should do while we wait is pray. Amen. There's a scripture in Philippians 4 and 6 that says, be anxious for nothing, but make all of our requests known. Everything that we want, everything that we have need of, we should make our requests known unto the Lord. Talk out loud to him. And not only is prayer cathartic, but that getting it out is absolutely cathartic. I mean, whether it's something, see, that you're waiting for, no matter what it is, it doesn't matter what it is. Amen. Talk to the Lord about it. Pray about it. Amen. Prayer is absolutely cleansing to the soul. It's cleansing to the psyche. Amen. And it brings forth a fruit, a yield. Amen. As long as we are willing to wait. Scripture also tells us And I believe it's in Galatians. Be not deceived. God is not mocked whatsoever. A man soweth that shall he also reap. And as we go down, it even tells us that we would have all those things if we faint not. Don't faint. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Lord, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. We're trusting now and we're praying. The things that we must do while we wait for the answer. Amen. In prayer, remember that the Lord, he hears us. And he will answer. The Lord said through Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer and show you my great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah 33:3. David said he sought the Lord and he answered him and delivered him out of all his fear. Psalms 34:4. Amen. The word lets us know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And that power, hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost power. Amen. That power that can do the impossible. Glory to God. That's from Ephesians 3:20. Amen. We must trust and pray. Isaiah 41 lets us know that he is with us. Amen. Let me say it the way the word says. Isaiah 41. He says, I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you. I will uphold you. Don't be afraid. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will. He will. He will. He will. He absolutely will direct your path. Amen. The third thing that we must do while we're waiting is worship. Bow your heart and acknowledge that he is God. There is not another. He is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He's our provider. Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. While we wait, he's the one that's keeping our heart, keeping our mind, keeping things together. He's our peace while we wait. Jehovah Shammah, he is there right now in the atmosphere. He's moving, he's rearranging, he's putting things together that we cannot see, that we don't understand, that we don't know. He's fixing things within us, our brokenness in our heart. He's putting us back together again. He's maturing us. He's seasoning us while we wait. Glory to God. Jehovah Uzi, the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, worship the Lord. Jehovah Sali, he is our rock. Jehovah Roi, he is our shepherd. Jehovah Ari, he is our light. The Lord, he is our light. Glory to God. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us while we're waiting. A healing is taking place that we don't see, that we don't understand, that we may not even feel at the time. But God is always moving. He is always moving. And he has not forgotten. El Roi, the Lord, he sees. God who sees us. He sees us and he knows and he understands. El Chaya, he is the Lord of our life. El Shaddai, he is God Almighty. Elohi Tishuati, he is the God of our salvation, our deliverer, our help, our hope. Elohim Kadoshim, he is the holy God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is our God. The fourth thing we need to do is to connect. Don't forsake the assembly. The Lord knew exactly what he was doing when he said to Paul, amen, on that day, amen, to tell us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, fellowship with fellow believers, fellow followers of Christ strengthens all of us. The Lord meets us in the assembly every time. And when we are together, we are strengthened, we are encouraged, we are uplifted. And yes, sometimes we are even chastened, but even that lends to our strength. Sometimes as we wait, we require pruning to be ready for that very thing that we are awaiting. Number five, stay in the word. Read the word. Confess the promises of God out loud. His promises for us are yea and amen. Amen. He said yes already. Praise the Lord in advance. Glory to God. While you're waiting, amen. Number six would be praise the Lord in advance. While you're waiting, he promised he would do it, and he will. Say thank you over and over. Say hallelujah over and over until it's in your hand. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Amen. Number seven, remain obedient. Don't stop. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Your labor, it is not in vain. Amen. God will. He will bring it to pass. Amen. Number eight, write it down. Journaling is a step in the journey that will help you to gather your thoughts. It will clear your mind, and it will help you to remember what God does along the way as you wait. While we wait, God is moving in ways we sometimes don't acknowledge during the process of waiting. But writing everything down will help us keep an attitude of gratitude and will benefit someone else later who has to take the same journey of waiting. Number nine, help someone else. While we're waiting, amen, while we're waiting on God to move, we should help someone else. It takes the focus off of us. It blesses another person, and it pleases God. Soon, the wait will be over, and your heart will be full of rejoicing. God is faithful. He will do everything he promised. He has not forgotten you. He will not fall short, but he will give us exceedingly, abundantly more than we ask or even imagine. He loves us. And our whole lives is important to the Lord. Amen. It is so. So be it. God bless you. God anoint you. Until next time, glory to God. We're waiting. Amen. And God is bringing to pass our breakthroughs even as I'm speaking. God bless. God, thank you. Rejoice, people of God. You are loved.